Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm your host, Cornelia, and I'm here today to talk to you about going from not good enough, feeling not good enough, to enough. This seems to be a big topic that's in the collective right now, and a lot of people are experiencing feeling not good enough, feeling not worthy of deserving their best life. And it's not true, because what's on the other side of not good enough is enough. And what's on the other side of that is I am worthy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to share some stories with you. This is an emotional core wound that I too have overcome. And I can tell you that once you release this energy and let this go, you will not be vibrating, feeling, acting, making choices based on that core wound anymore. And that's what this is about. It's happening right now so that you can release that old energy out of your physical body where the energy was suppressed. Because for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we've been living everything that we're not. And now we're here and birthing a new paradigm with all the change that's happening, living heaven on earth, and experiencing everything that we are. Experiencing everything that we are is huge. It's so huge. We have to make room in our physical bodies for this amazing hugeness to come in so that you can play that out and really live your heaven, live your paradise on earth, your co-creation. If you didn't watch the show that I did last week with Martin Root, his website is called Project Heaven on Earth. It was an amazing show. Go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, look under radio, and it's there in the archives. We did it live on Facebook and YouTube. And just before we close this segment, I'm going to ask you the three questions that Martin asked us to ask ourselves, because our evolution right now is calling us to live heaven on earth. And we wouldn't be able to do that from a place of not good enough, from a place of unworthiness, because that just doesn't fit. It's just not in our integrity. So it's just been such an incredible week for so many people in a lot of the session works that I did this week. I want to share some of those stories as we go. I want to talk about and clear the emotional core wound of not good enough. We'll talk about that. And I want to talk about anger. Anger is a big one. And the anger and the emotional core wound of not good enough, they're tied together. So We're going to talk about that, how to release the anger. And every person that's listening here or that's going to look at the YouTube later on, the anger management PDF is going to be available for you to download and have at your disposal free of charge. So it's yours, because I really want you to be able to get in contact with your anger, because a lot of people feel like anger is bad. And so we're gonna talk about that. Before I go into anything further, I want to talk about the energies that are upcoming. So we're wrapping up the month of June, and we're going into July, which is huge. And so, wow, what does all of that mean? We're being really asked right now to release and let go and surrender of everything that's no longer in harmony with our true heart's desire, right? Because we're embodying our souls. That's what we're doing. We're taking our physical bodies into a higher vibrational way of living and being. We're embodying our souls. We're listening to our soul's call. We're moving into alignment and integrity with who we are. And that's how we're co-creating and building our new world. And it's certainly not done based on the energies of not good enough or victimhood or shame or abandonment or betrayal. These are all emotional core wounds. And if you have those playing out in your life right now, it's up for you to release this karmic debris out of your physical body by making new choices. And it's actually a good thing. It's a good thing, even though it may be painful. It depends on what it is and where you're at. I want you to call into the show today. Talk to me. Call in at 1-800-930-2819. And if you have something that's on your heart that you want to share with me, or if you have an emotional core wound, or if you've got a challenge in your life right now that you would like to have another point of view, feel free to call me. This is for you. I'm doing this show for you to assist you to move into a higher vibrational way of living and being, because it's really cool to live there. So call in at 1-800-930-2819. You can also call in and share with me what you're inspired about, what you're excited about, because that is a great thing when we're sharing our vibration, when we're sharing our enthusiasm, when we're sharing our excitement, we're, you know, contributing and making the world a better place. It's really all about that every single day, to raise our vibration high, to think and purify our thought process and not think the negative thoughts. And be at peace and come from your own center. One of the things that I do is I help people move into their true empowerment and be the authority in their own life, so that you don't give your power away to an outside source. And this is really, really, really important. Why? Because we, as victims from our past, and also victim being a core emotional wound, victim, savior is the core wound. Part of that, we've given our power away to our government, to the doctor, to our relationships, to our work environment, to our husband, to our children, to our friends. And the reason why it's so important that you become your own authority is so that nobody ever, 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 ever has any power over you but you. You and your source, you and God, you and the source, the creator source, as one. Because the an emotional core wound also is feeling separated from source, feeling separated from God. And that also is a lie. Because the truth is that we've never been separated, because we've always been one. We've always been at one. So part of my work is helping people move into their inner core so that they can be the authority in their life and never give their power away to an outside source. You will be consulting your own inner counsel, your own inner counsel, your own inner knowing, your own inner soul. You will be doing that, and that is enough. That is enough. You don't need to get anybody's approval. You don't need to get anybody's permission. You don't need to get anybody's validation, because what you have to say is absolutely enough. Your voice, your authority. It's just that you haven't been operating there. You haven't been trusting in you. And so it's really, really important that you move into that self-acceptance. And that right there is going to be a strength that you're going to be able to bring to all of your relationships. Because when you are the authority of your life, everyone is in service to you. So then you will be going to your doctor and you will be doing your research and you will be telling your doctor, no, I don't want to do it like this. I want to do it this way. And you'll be telling your lawyer, no, I don't want to do it like this. I want to do it this way. Because you're always going to be coming from that empowered place. And that's the whole piece right now, this whole collective awakening. It's that we all move into our empowerment, into our spiritual power, into our relationship power, into our financial power, into co-creatorship of heaven on earth. And each and every one of us has the tools that we need. So we're getting ready to go to break. And I want to read to you the three questions that Martin asked us last week when I interviewed him on the show. This is what he said. Tell me a time when you experienced heaven on earth. Tell me a time when you experienced heaven on earth. What was happening for you? What's heaven on earth for you? What's heaven on earth for you? And the third question, what simple three easy steps can you take within the next 24 hours to make heaven on earth real for you? And the reason why these questions are so important is because, again, they move you into your authority. They're asking you to consult your own inner knowing, to consult your own inner counsel, and that is enough. What you have to say matters. Who you are matters. Your contribution is so important to this planet. This is what's necessary for you to be able to take your own inner knowing and share it with us. Call me at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
So here we are. We're talking about the core wound of not good enough. And let's really take a look at what that is. So not good enough are feelings that you're releasing out of your physical body because right now there's an event in your life where you're being triggered. You're being triggered by something that's happening, whether that is through a relationship or whether that is with a job or a partnership where someone is triggering this for you and you're feeling not good enough to take action. And a lot of times that can have people going back down into the spiral, going back down into the rabbit hole because they're feeling not good enough and it paralyzes them to take action. It paralyzes them. And so what is the feeling of not good enough really about? When you look up the I am worthy, what's the opposite of I am worthy is not worthy. And what is not worthy about? Not worthy is about not deserving respect, not having any value, not deserving respect and not having any value. And so here you are feeling like you don't deserve any respect and you don't have any value when that's completely a lie. It's not true because everybody deserves respect that is conscious and that is awake and that is aware with where you are, that you are deserving, you deserve to have a good life and that you are worthy. If a little baby is born and the baby is 6 months old and that little baby has never earned a degree, has never written a book, has never graduated from high school, doesn't have any honors, hasn't achieved anything in life, that baby has value. That baby deserves respect. That baby deserves to be honored. And that baby is good enough. And you are exactly the same. It's just that right now people are triggered and they're releasing the core wound feelings of not feeling good enough. That's really what it's about. The key is to realize that this is what's happening, to emotionally process these emotions and release the energy and let it go, and claim your worth, claim your value. I was coaching somebody the other day, and she was talking about how she can't seem to move forward simply because she doesn't feel good enough. So this is a really a big piece for people right now, where it just stops them in their tracks and it makes them feel like they're not good enough when they really are, because you deserve respect, but you have to give it to yourself. So it's just that one action step that you take towards your value, towards your worth. I've developed all kinds of tools that are available for emotional processing. They're on my website. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. And on the bottom, there is a little box that says new to Cornelia's work, emotional processing technique, anger management technique. There is all this information available for you. So feel free to go have a look there and see what the emotional core wounding is all about. You can also get my book, because I wrote this book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Used My Emotions to Heal My Life and My Body, and how you can too. And guess what? The emotional core wounding, everything about emotional processing is in this book. Everything is in this book about how to process your emotions, how to release it. Because really that's what it's about, so that you can become emotionally wealthy. I am worthy, that you can act and live from that place. And so it looks like we have a caller. Carter, would you like to bring our caller on?
Absolutely. We have Brian from Arizona. Brian, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Cornelia.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Well, I guess I just want to tell you and your other listeners how paying attention to your inner voice is better than paying attention to the loud voice that happens in your mind.
Yes.
I've experienced so much joy and prosperity by listening to my heart feelings rather than the fear that my ego tends to produce.
Very true.
I was able to do better with my coworkers by being transparent about any upset that I might have been feeling without blaming them for making me feel that way.
That's so huge, Brian.
Thank you.
When you look at what's happening and you're not blaming another person for how you may be feeling, realizing that what's happening is an opportunity for you to release some old energy out of your physical body, and you're not listening to that ego mind, like you said, and that you're listening to your heart, and then you're able to stand and offer compassion and not non-judgment, right? And you're building a bridge to in your relationships.
Yes. I was able to apologize to my partner because I know I said something that was upsetting to her. And I apologized without making an excuse or using a but or saying because. I just apologized because I know what I said hurt her feelings. And I think that helped us move forward without any resentment.
Again, Brian, that's so huge. This is such a beautiful a way for the relationship, the new relationship, to move forward, where before we were projecting anger and passive-aggressive behavior onto each other, attacking each other. And it sounds like what you're doing, yeah. you're in your divine masculine, Brian, and you're acting from your pure heart and without needing to be right, and knowing, right?
You're so right. That's why I listen to your show, because you always give the real truth about our beingness.
Yeah. Yeah. I love what you're doing, Brian. And I love how you're showing up for your partner, how you're showing up for your colleagues at work, and how you are articulating and expressing the new man, you know, because that really is what it's about. The masculine, the new man supporting the feminine in a way that is supporting and not attacking.
Yes. And I don't have to feel any less than by giving my partner all of me, because there's always enough and more to give. I never, my love and my affection and my feelings, they're not limited.
Yeah, exactly. That's so huge. That's so huge. They're not limited. And you know, what you're bringing up was in another segment that I wanted to cover later, but we're going to do it now, is that being able to hold space for each other in relationship, you holding space for your partner so that she can release her anger, so that she can release her rage without you feeling attacked, and really being able to hold space for her and witness her.
Yes.
And hold her and have compassion for her. And she's, I know, is able to do that for you, because women have been doing that for for a long time. It's just that we also need it back from our partners. I'm just getting the chills all over my body right now saying that. And so that's so true, right? So Brian, can you hold on the line? We want to take a break and be right back. Will you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Everybody, we're going to take a break. This is the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we're letting go of all those feelings of not good enough, and we're claiming our I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy. We'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty. offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about going from not good enough to enough. And we have with us on the phone Brian. He's a caller from Arizona, and we were talking before we went to break. And Brian, thank you so much for calling in, because, you know, all our life long, we've been in relationship, continuously proving, always achieving to try to prove that we're good enough. Like, if I do this, will I be enough? If I apply for this job, when I get this, if I do that, will I be enough? Will you approve of me? Will you accept me? Will that be enough? Will I be worthy then? Will I be doing this? And it's been a constant cycle of a habitual behavior, really, of trying to prove that we're enough, when the truth and the actuality is that right here, right now, without ever doing anything ever again, you already are enough and you already are worthy, because you are a being that absolutely has value and that absolutely deserves respect. So it's your job to first act on that, knowing that you respect yourself and that you respect others, that you step into that value and that you make choices based on that value. When I was going through this emotional clearing myself, when I developed the core woundings and discovered how many there are and what it is that we're clearing and releasing as a humanity, I found that I had a thought that was attached to an emotion, that was attached to a belief, that I wasn't worthy.
Yes.
And I used to go and I used to make choices based on that lie every single day.
Yes. I used to have this running dialogue that my father didn't love me enough. So I didn't love me enough. And that dialogue ran my life for many years. And I read something in Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. And that passage, I won't try to quote it now, but it changed the way that I told myself that story. And I changed it to, my father did the very best he could with what he had. So I can do the very best I have with what I've got every day. And I just remember that, and I apply that to everything. And I added, if I could just do kindness without a but or an and, to just be kindness, to embody it, everything in my life would probably be nicer if I could just hang on to that. And for many years now, I have. And having your having been introduced to you, I think we can both say that we've gained perspective on being good enough. And I'm so glad you're doing this show to help as many people that are willing to tune in.
Oh, Brian, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. That you called and said you shared this with our audience as well. I really appreciate that. I appreciate your inspiration, and I appreciate the work you're doing, the work that you're doing with your partner and with your coworkers, and what you're doing out there being the amazing man that you are.
I appreciate it so much. Well, okay. I won't keep you any longer, but thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling in. Be well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was lovely. That was lovely. It's amazing what happens when we realize how that we already have all the tools inside. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about next is I wanted to talk about anger. And so anger, a lot of people, I wrote my book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger, which everybody should get. Everybody should have. Every healer, every school system, every doctor's office, every holistic healer, every counselor should have this book because it has so many tools in here. It has fear processing exercises. It has emotional processing. It's got stories that I told in there about how I discovered the emotional core wounding and how that was all healed. And it's got really good practical tools that you can use to process your emotions, because if your emotions aren't processed, you're always going to be coming from a place of reaction. And so anger is a big one. Just this week, I was working with a client who didn't want to get in touch with her anger because she thought that it's bad if she gets in contact with her anger, that she's going to create future karma by using the law of attraction, and that she doesn't want to get angry. So what she was doing instead is she was holding on to the anger in her physical body. And that is so harmful. It's so harmful to hold anger in the physical body, because it has the same way that when people use anger and they use verbal anger and they're passively aggressively projecting verbal abuse onto someone, you know, that's hurtful. Or if somebody wants to take their fist and they want to start a fight to release their anger out of their body because they're acting on their emotion, that's hurtful. And if you're storing the anger in your body, that's hurtful. It's hurtful to your organs. Let me see if I can look at, I have a section in the book where I talk about anger suppressed. Anger suppressed in the body is very toxic. Let's take a look at the emotional suppression of anger in the body. And a few common illnesses and diseases that could be the result of that. Alcoholism, feelings of worthlessness and self-rejection. So if we're angry, we're going to continuously keep drinking because we're feeling worthless and we're feeling rejected. Allergies, feeling aggravated by someone or something. Arthritis, repressed anger that eats you up. Colon, bottled up hate. Depression, anger turned inward. This is the worst one. Depression, anger turned inward, because what it does, anger turned inward goes into your root chakra, and it goes all the way to your root. And in your root chakra, now you're depressed. And from that place of depression, you feel paralyzed. to take action, because all you want to do now is be depressed and be on the couch. And part of that's why this is so bad, because it keeps you non-active. It doesn't engage your physical body in using that fuel for what it's meant for, because anger really isn't bad. It's just that it's a raw human emotion. It's a raw human emotion. What we want to do when we're depressed is we want to get really, really pissed off, and we want to bring our anger that's from the root up into our power center, into our third chakra, and bring that anger up and really take a look at what is it that we're angry about? What is it that we're angry about? Because usually what happens underneath, when we find out what it is that we're really angry about, there is a truth that's underneath there that's waiting to be claimed. There is a truth that's underneath there that's waiting to be realized. And most of the time, people feel angry because they feel powerless, that they are not communicating what they need to communicate, and they don't know how. So either they're going to harm someone with throwing or shooting or killing or fighting or verbally abusing, or they're going to use the anger against themselves. Both is bad. And that's the reason why I wrote my book, is to help people process their emotions, process this anger, and use it for creative fuel. Because once you know what to do with that anger, it's awesome. It's liberating. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. And it's something in you that wants to be released and let go. Because underneath that, there is your truth. So everybody gets anger management technique. It's going to be loaded on the YouTube channel. You're going to be able to get that, or you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you. Also, you can look at any of the free emotional processing techniques that I have on my website at corneliastephanie.com. And really get in touch with your anger, because a lot of people say, oh, I'm fine, I don't have anger. And because they have some kind of idea that they think that anger is bad. Anger is only bad when we suppress it in our body, or when we use it to harm another. That's when anger can become destructive. But when we use anger to liberate ourselves, to find out what it is that's really underneath that anger, you're going to discover amazing, amazing juice. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thanks for listening and tuning in. We'll be right back.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source. You're too much, you'll never make it. the emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about how amazingly worthy we all are. And that if you can just remember right now that you're releasing feelings of not good enough through the experience that you're having, and that you're done with playing that story, you're done with living that lie, and that from now on, the first step that you can take is towards your own self-respect, towards your own self-value, and vow to yourself that you will never allow yourself or another person to disrespect you again, because really that's what it's about. It's about you being worthy and having value, honor, and respect. And whatever you're doing inside of your physical body for yourself, you're doing for the whole. Because that's what we're all doing here on this planet. We are all respecting each other, valuing each other, honoring each other, living heaven on earth. That's the truth. Whatever is happening on the other end, this is the old world that's dying away, that we're completely releasing and letting go of. And that is not where we want to play anymore. So take your consciousness, take your energy away from there and bring it over here where you are honored, where you're valued, where you're respected, where you're worthy, where you're good enough just as you are. And you wouldn't even never have to do another thing to achieve another thing. The most important thing that you do is not to go look for one more thing to prove that you're good enough, because you already are. Do the inner work. Do the inner work that's calling for your love, for your value, for your honor. Right now, I have several programs for people. If you want, it depends on where you're at in your journey, in your empowerment journey. I have a one-month program. You can email me at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com. And I also have a three-month program where I teach people how to process the emotions and how to navigate the energies and really claim empowerment in all areas of their life, spiritual, financial, relationship, health, whatever the challenges are. So the number one thing that you do is get in contact with your inner peace, your emotions, and know how amazingly valuable you are and how deserving you are and how powerful and how capable you are. So I want to close this show up today with a story of how I released my own inner anger. When I was in the process, it was 2013 when I was writing this book. 2013, 2014, I was writing the book, and I'm writing about peace. And I had rented a room out to a man in my house, and I was already I had another tenant living in my house, and my house was a very peaceful sanctuary because I'm a peace activist. This is part of my mission, is to bring peace on earth, to live heaven on earth, to be the peace activist, to bring peace into the environment, because I just, I just never have been able to handle the violence that has gone on. And it's been in my life from the time I was a little girl where I was exposed to extreme violence. And so when I rented a room out to this man in my house, he was in there for a week. And after a week of being there, he had passed all the background checks and everything. And after a week of him being there, both my roommate and I were feeling really, really uncomfortable. And she was saying, I'm just not comfortable with him here. I just feel really weird. And so I had to go ask him that it's just not going to work out, that he has to move out, that he has to move. And so he's 6 foot something, you know, I'm 5 foot one. And so I walk up to him and I go, hey, I'm not going to say his name. Hey, I just want you to know that, it's really not going to work out. You're going to have to move out. You're really going to have to move out because it's just not going to work out with all of us here. And he looked at me, and he looked down at me and he said to me, you can't make me move. You can't make me move. When he said that to me, every single inner bullet in my body was going off and my body started shaking. Because suddenly I felt, I have this man in my house that is violent and that said that I can't make him, that he has the power over me, and that I'm smaller than him. I'm a woman, and whatever else the story would be, that he has the power and I don't. And I knew at the time that there was magic and alchemy in this, even though this was a very, very, very scary situation. So during that dialogue, I looked at him and I said, we're going to see about that. And I turned around and I excused myself from him. And I went into my own part of the house where I literally dropped to my knees and was just like enraged because I felt so powerless. And that's when I got in contact with my anger. And I just got that anger out and got it out. I feel powerless. I feel victimized. I feel this guy is in my house robbing me. And I don't, you know, I don't want this. And I released all of that energy. I released all of that rage out of my body. It took a while. And once I got it out, I sat down. And then I said, now what do you want, Cornelia? Now what do you want? And I sat there and I said, I want him to move out. I want him to move. And so now I released the powerlessness. I released the victimhood. And then I went to him and I said, you know what? You are going to have to move. And you're going to have to move now. And when I talked to him that way, when I came from a place of empowerment and I came from a place of strength and courage and respect and confidence, he looked at me and he goes, well, okay, but you're going to have to give me all of my money back. You're going to have to. And I said, that's fine. That's no problem, but you're going to have to move. So it was, the corner turned. That's when I discovered that we all are releasing anger, rage, energy out of our physical bodies. We're releasing and letting go of the energy that doesn't serve us any longer so we can claim our power. And it's only the person that is activating and triggering that energy in you is bringing it up to you for healing and for resolution. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Feel free to contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com if you want to work with me directly. I have openings right now for 1 month sessions, and I also have 3 month program that we can have a phone call and discuss what would best suit you. radio@corneliastephanie.com and go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and get all my free tools that I have available for you. Get my book on Amazon. And so those are all the action steps. And in the meantime, make choices that reflect your value, make choices that you reflect your worth, and know how amazingly worthy and gifted and powerful and awesome and juicy and loving that you really are. It's been my pleasure to be with you today. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.